break. It's a mini episode.
Hello and welcome to another mini episode of You Gotta Check This Out with Mike and Dre. I'm the Mike, and today we're bringing you an excerpt from last week's episode where we discussed the breezy subject of Jewish representation in Babylon 5. After that, Dre explains the concept of fire, blood, or water before closing on an original song by Bad Mead. I won't be there on the other end this time, so enjoy your week, and we'll be back next Sunday with another full episode covering the Babylon 5 Season 2 finale, The Fall of Night. Cheers, all.
So, Megan, not only do we have you watching this without the benefit of nostalgia, apparently, allegedly, if I'm to believe, listening to earlier parts of the show, you're a little younger than me and Mike, despite our youthful appearance. How was the pacing? Because I know television pacing has changed over years. So even 90s to 2000s was a major speed up.
Yeah, I just felt like it kept cutting to different things. And I was like, is this like a transitional episode where like kind of things are getting thrown in there for what's next? Because they kind of kept jumping between the A plot and other things where I was just like, what, why are we switching right now to something else? What is the point of this?
I think specifically they went back a little too many times to Franklin and Ivanova, especially like when like she just caught up with him at lunch later too. That really came out.
Oh, that was such a weird, okay. That was a weird scene.
Yes. We'll get to that soon too.
Okay. I have a lot. Okay.
You can go into it now if you want though.
When we talk about the ministry in the lunch scene, I have a lot of thoughts and feelings.
Well, as you're noting, the Franklin Ivanova, Franklin's our doctor. Oh my God, all of this death, what's going on? Not getting sleep. Ivanova, hey, get some sleep. Then Ivanova catches up with him at lunch. Good job getting sleep. What's up with you? And he's just like, hey, let me tell you about my church.
Yep. Let's get philosophical and religious. And yeah, we're just going to randomly say, hey, I'm a Jew, and I'm Jewish, by the way, okay, and have nothing else there to indicate it, which is very typical of TV shows when they want to have like quote unquote religious diversity.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't.
Oh, I will give you a little background there.
Unless there's more there about it that I don't know, because I was like, this feels very
very minorly. You are right, which is Ivanova is Jewish, and she is kind of an avatar for JMS because JMS is also Jewish. And he kind of does that in, but you are, and there have been episodes like where that's a various storyline. I would agree with you though, where it's interesting where he like wanted that. He gave it to her character, didn't really know what to do with it or how to do with it. So then what it eventually devolves into is her just being like, I'm Jewish. And you're like, cool.
And I'm also coming off binging the Netflix show, Long Story Short, which is like the most Jewish show I've ever watched in my entire life. So I'm just like, cool. Are we going to do anything else with, yes, you were Jewish, you were bat mitzvahed. I also think it was a time where people thought that like anti-Semitism and whatnot was like gone and not really a thing anymore. So I just think it's just like, yeah, I'm Jewish. I'm a different religion. I am probably totally assimilated into my society and therefore it does not make me different in any way. So I thought it was really random. If they were going the philosophical religious route, they could have done more with that,
as opposed to just having her like say, hey, I'm a Jew, I'm here, and that's all it is. Yeah.
Oh yeah. And so right. So to fill people in on the full thing, what basically happens is Ivanova and Franklin at lunch are talking about like, man, doesn't death suck? Ivanova's like, I'm Jewish, thesis statement maybe, but no follow up.
Right.
Franklin is like, I'm a foundationalist, which is not a true religion. Right. It was made up for this show, and it's supposed to, it is thoughtful, right? Where it's like multiple aliens, they all see God. What's it like? Franklin goes off on this long diatribe. So, but to your point, the irony is we have a real religion and a real opportunity for a character who has an author who knows lots about it to speak to that, which would be interesting. And instead we have Franklin with a made up religion, just kind of talk. And then we're like, cool story. And then we meet
up. And the thing about Judaism too, is that there's not a lot of talk about like what happens like after death. like in Judaism, everything's about life and how do you preserve life. So there could have been a really good opportunity there to have a real philosophical and religious conversation that was just like totally missed.
Yeah, because it was super one-sided. Right. She starts, Franklin finishes, and then we don't have a wraparound back. And that could have been really interesting for her character in general. Sorry to give spoilers because she has a really interesting arc. But nope. But yeah, she will say she's Jewish a lot.
Well, one thing that JMS was saying in the commentaries too about this, which I think comes across in exactly what we're saying, is he was trying to force in religion because one of his ideas was that as soon as everybody discovered aliens, we would discover new religions among ourselves as new truths came about the universe. And so he was going to make something big of foundationalism as a B5 thing and introduce it in this way. And it's almost like he kind of saw that it was too much for him to really handle with where he was coming from, as opposed to just what we're saying, like with the way Ivanova was just saying her Jewishness as just a thing versus him going deep into like the pragmaticism of this religion for this one time. I think maybe he saw that and decided like, nah, we're going to leave the religion thing alone from this angle. Just focus more on the fantasy.
The one other thought okay, I had, and I don't know if this is just like a more recently modern interpretation. I don't know if interpretation is the right word, but kind of thought within like kind of the more progressive branch of Judaism is that I noticed she was asked whether she believed in God and she paused. Mm-hmm. And one of the things in Judaism, especially in like kind of the less religious sects of it that have modernized a little bit more, there's this thing where you can be very culturally Jewish and embedded in the traditions and the practices, but it is totally okay if you do not believe in God, because it's about the practice and the people less mm-hmm. so than believing in God. It's something, you know, do in the community, it's community driven. So I thought it was really interesting that they had her like pause before answering, but that could have just be me today putting my own spin and inserting it where it wasn't meant to be.
I'll actually like, Maybe being, you know, I like JMS and being defensive in a good way. Whereas I'll say there are like two aspects. One, like the 90s, this was a shoestring budget show, mm-hmm. which we'll talk about in a few scenes, actually, when we get back to the A plot. And so, you know, the time to be able to do it, or just sometimes like these scenes, you're like, why is this scene here? It's like, we need to fill 42 minutes. Here's what we recorded. We got to put mm-hmm. something there. Also, with Ivanova, another part of her is she was supposed to be either gay or bisexual, one of the two, hard to tell. And that storyline just got cut. Mike and I were talking a little bit about that yesterday.
That doesn't surprise me for that time either, because I think of like the show Seinfeld, and like the story there is that all the characters were supposed to be Jewish. And I think that was on NBC, right? They went back to Jerry Seinfeld and Larry David and was like, all your characters cannot be Jewish. So then they made George Greek and changed Elaine, but they're all coded to be mm-hmm. yeah. Jewish. So it's like that you couldn't have that amount of diversity in a show in the 90s, despite you seeing like shows trying.
I did not realize that they, at least on paper, changed George. I mean, I guess that's the trick to like fool the networks, right?
Because right. clearly they all were coded Jewish.
Yeah,
but like they changed their
this is
background.
A surprise to me, because that's known as like the show where they were just all Jews in
right,
New York.
But they're not.
Yeah.
Like George is supposed to be Greek, and I think Elaine's supposed to be Italian, because like the network did not want all four of them. Like they're like, we can't put on a show about four
it's
Jews.
Like, we need tokenism, but we don't need too many
right,
tokenisms.
But we don't want too much, right? Right. And that's why like I go back to something like Long Story Short, which I could go on a whole thing about, where like you have a family and it's very embedded in this religion that people usually see as pretty token, or just, you know, so embedded in pop culture that there are certain things everybody knows. And like that show went deep. That's something like you wouldn't get in the 90s. So to see it kind of like high level mentioned, that's like just as deep as you pretty much went back then.
Yeah. And so, yeah, what I'm putting to with the two together, like you're saying, like, not surprised. It's like, yeah, I could buy that. When he started the show, I was like, I'm going to have this gay or bisexual Jew on the show. Mm-hmm. It's going to be amazing. I'm the perfect avatar for that voice. And then basically was told, don't say it. So he just kind of would periodically put it in. And stuff you said does lead to that effect. He wasn't allowed to show her relationship with Talia, who we have to keep. That's why we can't see a great storyline with Talia and Ivanova's budding romance, which was a subplot that was
Interesting.
dropped.
So here,
That was supposed to go ahead.
and I right away with the doctor, I was like, huh. I was like, are the two of you, like the way they interact, I was like, are the two of you a thing? And that was like
Which could, yeah.
my, and that was like my initial thought, just based on like the show and the time. I was like, I think they're going to try to get you two together, which
Yeah,
clearly I am wrong on,
well, it's the
but
first one you're seeing, and just about every show does that. When a male and female character have a scene together, you're supposed to feel that way. It's just how we're coded to watch TV. Yeah. One thing that you didn't mention too, Dre, that was interesting about Ivanova's bisexuality was, even though he kind of had to tamper it after a while, she did come out at one point in season three and just kind of say it outright. Even though they don't play a lot, they don't play back into it a lot. At least they had the stones behind it to just have her come out and say it, despite it not being
But
true at
I
all.
think Megan nailed it right, which is that you have these things that could be great if they were there, and the best we get is one of the characters just saying it aloud, and then you're like, cool, you're gonna go anywhere with that, and the reality is probably, network
Totally in
interference
agreement. I'm
plays.
building on top of that, just like saying, like, I think that Jameis really realized exactly like how he was cornered in for that, and just did what he could with the times. And I think that's what a lot of television writers have been doing throughout times when we talk about tokenism or these things, inclusionism.
Yeah, they have to fool it past them or just top level. I was gonna ask, how's the furnace?
So we found where it's leaking, and it seems to be a slow leak. So we got, which is good, we got the water damage guy here today. So there are two big fans in my basement right now drying everything out. And then the oil people will come on Monday to check out the furnace and see what's going on. So it's under control.
Is the house livable? Like, this is like the
It's
winter.
fine. It wasn't, damage isn't that bad, luckily. So
Yeah, we had a
yeah, we're
water
fine.
water damage going on in our basement just a couple weeks ago. Ours wasn't too bad. It was just like the hose from the humidifier got out, so it was just like localized to that.
Jeez.
But it got under all of like these foam things that Karen had put up to the on the basement. So yeah, I had to take all those out and get the fans on and everything. Yep. But
I
sounds like it
have
wasn't as
a
bad as you.
work parent story I love, which is one of my coworkers. Sometimes her kid, say if this sounds familiar to anybody else, when she's at a work call, will jump into the background. And she's like, honey, not right now. She says, fire, blood, or water. Those are the rules. And apparently that came from when she was a kid, her dad used to say fire or blood to interrupt. And their house flooded once, and he was like, why didn't you tell me? And she said, the rules are fire and blood. So they added water. Yep.
That's perfect. I was running downstairs, send it back, send it back. I cried as it poured to my child, and it washed over me as she swam happily on a cardboard that came with a smile. As I struggled to hold back the current of wind, I thought, where did all this go wrong? Just an hour ago it was calm, but we now have to put it together in song. Fire, blood, and water, these are the rules you must know. When there's nothing to shame us except for our hubris, and fire, blood, and water, and all. All alone in the den, please don't mistake me or cry. I would hold you for
better. The fire and blood binds us all. Fire, blood, and water. These are the rules you must know. When there's nothing to shame us except for the hubris and fire, blood, and water and all. Yes, fire, blood, water, and all.